This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back to the second guest show. Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7:30 tonight and then Monday Night Football. Man, and we'll be on 105.3, I think, starting at 5:30. It'll be Pelicans pregame on WWL, and then at 6 o'clock, tip-off with the Pels. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from Clutch Points Sports, and he covers the Pelicans in the NBA, Chris Dotson. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Chris, I'm going to tell you what I normally tell Dr. David Elias when we have him on. He said, Mike, you never get me on to give good news. Well, Chris, I got you on today to give good medical news about the Pelicans.
Yeah, I mean, the best news is you're getting people back. You get CJ back. You got to get Murray back on, Wednesday against Toronto. And then January is what Zion said, so take him at his word. Maybe this whole team will be ready to go by Christmas, and they'll be fully healthy, hitting top gear, like he said, in January. So that's the good news. We're getting people back.
Yeah, no, Zion, I think the Houdat Nation, Pelicans Nation, we're about tired about Zion. We feel he's like a more talented Marcus Davenport. He's hell when he's well, but when is he well? I don't know how God made him, whatever, and all his body, and he's so powerful. I never seen a player
blow out a shoe,
plant so hard and blow out a shoe. But I think fans are frustrated because when you look at all the significant players that we had, when you hit the lottery, we got AD, Anthony Davis, and then you look at, I'm longing for the Chris Paul days with the Crescent City Connection and Tyson Chandler, and then I look right now with Zion. The fans want to be in that number. But come on, you got to give them hope. You got to give them hope when you start the season with 4-12. Now, I know it's dealing with injuries, but everybody's like, when they turn around and they play, then I might go watch them. No, they get mad. And like, I can control it. I say, I'm a Pelicans fan. I never played in the NBA.
Well, we're going to get blamed for that, man. Yeah, what's happening?
Fans ask me, like, if I have the answer, I go, no, I'm just like you.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing to get really happy about Zion is we're going to start with a blank slate. If they want to trade him, they got a lot of leverage right now. So if the fans get too frustrated and show that frustration, if maybe there's some setbacks, the front office has the fans behind them if they want to make a move.
I agree with you. Kind of tell us a little bit how you think this will really changed the Pelicans in getting back DeJounte Murray, who had fractured his left hand on the opening night of the NBA season, and he's expected to return Wednesday against the Toronto Raptors. He is sort of the orchestra leader, okay? Everybody got to watch him, and the way he can distribute the ball, he is a good shooter, plays defense really well too, but he's the catalyst to find those spots and get you open on the court. I think that's going to make a big difference for the Pelicans.
It's going to make a huge difference. And Willie Green just talked about it in pregame about the 40 threes that they want to get up. They haven't done it yet, but with Murray setting the table for Hawkins, Trey Murphy, CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, you're going to get a lot more shots up from outside the arc. And the best thing is, from what I'm hearing, there won't be a minutes restriction on DeJounte Murray because it was a hand injury. He's been able to hit the treadmill, whereas like CJ McCollum, he's going to need a little bit of a ramp up on cardio because once you're in your mid-30s and start taking core injuries to the abductor, which I don't even know where mine went, 5 years ago. I'm in my 40s. But he's going to need some cardio ramp up time. Murray, they're going to give him the keys to the offense and say, go figure it out. You've missed enough time. You've done enough cardio on the side. Just don't hurt that hand again.
Chris, so you expect Brandon Ingram, I don't know about this game because he's listed as questionable, but maybe be back Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday I think he'll definitely be back because Murray will be back. And really it'll come down to, I think, more than his legs. It'll come down to CJ tonight going over, hey, B.I., I'm back, man. Just come back with me. Trey's going to go over. B.I., questionable? Questionable? Come on. There ain't no question. We're finally getting the band back together. This is a very winnable road game. Let's go steal one, B.I. Come on. And if they talk him into it, I wouldn't be surprised to see B.I. tonight. And if he's really hurting and he's been carrying this team the way he has, and there's one thing you can't question his heart, then they'll go, okay, get ready for Wednesday night, because on Thanksgiving Eve, we're going to give the fans a feast of what this team can look like with the whole team healthy, minus Zion, of course, and then Herb.
Yeah. Now, when you look at, the Pacers are the ultimate blue-collar team. It seems like you expect them to be in the postseason. Now, would they win anything? You know, they're trying to maybe overthrow or just hang with the Celtics and all that. But I think that's a challenge. When you think, okay, we beat the Bulls, and you might say, well, the Bulls are better than you think, Bobby. But I look at the Pacers, they kind of under the radar, and that if you truly follow basketball, no, the Pelicans have to be hitting all cylinders to beat that type of team, I think.
The one thing with the Pacers, when they get hot shooting, and, man, they love to throw up the three-point shot, and I think the world of the head coach, man, he does a fantastic job. This team ain't great on defense by any stretch of the imagination, but, boy, when they get hot shooting, they are a very dangerous team.
Yeah, if they get hot and they're making shots, it's going to be hard to keep up because, again, the Pels just don't shoot three-pointers, and it's going to be tough with a team without chemistry to keep up with that. But the Pacers have kind of underwhelmed me this season. I mean, Halliburton hadn't quite been the all-NBA talent. People thought he was going to make that jump. Siakam's had trouble. They've had some injuries. Toppin's out. I mean, they've been very hit and miss, and when they're missing, the Pelicans can go win a game. If they're hitting at home, it's going to be tough, of course. It always was, no matter who's healthy. Because they are expected to be one of those Eastern Conference contenders. But if they're missing, you can go steal one up in the Hoosier State.
Eve Mise, and we saw him early on, and he was the biggest surprise, I'll be honest with you. And I remember maybe 2 weeks before the season started, Jen Hale came on with me, and she was talking about she had talked to the coaches, and they said, hey, don't be surprised. He makes a bigger jump and early than what a lot of people think he can make. That they were so impressed of his ability to pick things up. He's almost like a sponge out there learning the game, and you only got to kind of tell it to him once, and he gets it. I don't know if he plays tonight with the shoulder, but I think that guy, too, could be a hidden part of this team down the stretch.
Yeah. From all the indications, he's going to play tonight. That shoulder's good to go. He's going to be on the court. He's going to get some more time. And we made a lot about him only playing basketball for 3 years. But this is a guy that's, hey, sorry, fans. Sorry to break it to you. Basketball is really not that complicated. And this guy knows multiple languages. He come over to Baylor, wasn't even supposed to be. He's supposed to redshirt, and he wound up being in a starter. Every time they show this guy something, he picks it up immediately, like you said. That's every indication coming out of the team. And you watch him on the court, he doesn't make the same mistake twice, and that's all you can ask for a rookie. And then he puts up some highlights that Jackson Hayes would be jealous of, and this guy's got it way more between the ears than any of you. So it's going to be fun to watch how he comes out. He's had a little time on the side to not only rest so he avoids that rookie wall, but get the mental reps and hear how the coaches are explaining the game. So I do expect him to look like a Rookie of the Year candidate over the next couple of weeks if this shoulder remains healthy and doesn't get bruised up again.
Now, Chris, this is kind of a generic question, just from a fan base. You know, you want home court advantage and all that. But do you have an answer why, I mean, on the road, the Pelicans were unbelievable. The Pelicans won a franchise record last year, 28 road games last season. They were 28-14 on the road. However, you look in the Smoothie King Center, they only won 21 games. It was 21-19, barely above 500 at home. Do you have an answer to that? What's up with that? Because you want to be road warriors, but you also want to win at home. To me, that record should be flipped. You know, road versus at home in the Smoothie King Center.
That go to show you that home field advantage don't do you a lot of good.
The home court, yeah.
Yeah, if you're buying tickets, you definitely want it to be flipped so you get, you know, hey, it's part of the whole hope to see the home team win. But I think it goes to, and we've seen the Saints have to switch the parking situation. The routine for the Pelicans on game days here is far different than the routine that is far more consistent on the road. And, I mean, this team's come together. They're still fighting for Willie Green. They do a lot of things on the road together. And I think you see them fighting for each other more because they're just more locked in. They've been talking about the game. They've been doing things with each other. They get home, and I think the routine just isn't quite as consistent as far as what it needs to be. And if they tighten up that sort of stuff, you'll see some wins at home, especially against some of these lottery teams like Toronto on Wednesday.
Chris, I think you and I have talked about this, but when they can get the band back together, as you put it, C.J. McCollum's role, do you see him maybe as the sixth man coming off the bench, or do you think he'll be in that starting five?
Really, I think Willie Green was honest a few weeks ago when we talked to him, and it's going to depend on who's hot. If he's hot and Trey Murphy's hamstring's hurting a little bit, hey, maybe we switch the minutes around. I think it's going to give him a lot of leeway with the lineups, and they won't be a set, okay, you're the sixth man now. You go win the Sixth Man of the Year award, and you're no longer a starter. Because CJ, I think, is 163 games into his career. He's never come off the bench. It's going to be a little hit to his pride, so you can ease that pride, ease that hit a little bit by saying, look, you're still going to be a starter some nights. And if you're getting hot and some other guys are cold, we're going to make a change. But I really don't think it's nothing this team's going to have to worry about until Zion and Herb are both healthy. And there's really a push where you have five guys who might be better than C.J. McCollum. And that's just not a problem Willie Green has to worry about right now.
Now, Chris, how do you evaluate this? You know, offensive, defensive rebounds when you look at it. And I was always a fan of Valanciunas. You know, maybe not he didn't fit with the Pelicans, but I know he was like a double-double whenever he was available and playing. And when he was on the floor last season, he grabbed, 75.5% of all available defensive rebounds. And I thought that was interesting when I read this. That was an elite rate when you consider the Sacramento Kings and the NBA's one of the best defensive rebounding teams. They collected 74.5 potential defensive rebounds. So where do you think we're at right now when you're having those missed shots, offense or defensive rebounding category?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned JV and then the Kings, because the Pelicans beat the Kings 5-0 last year with JV doing a lot of work down there on the boards. And it's going to be hurt. It's going to hurt my heart to see him play for the Lakers at the trade deadline. But I think with Missy back, you're going to chase those rebounds a lot more. It's something this team's going to have to do. If they're not, they're just not going to win ball games. Sorry, I lost a little train of thought there. Once you started talking about JV, I longed for my heart. Like, if you ordered a double whiskey and Coke from a bartender and ordered a double from JV, you're more consistently going to get the double-double from Valanciunas than you are your whiskey and Coke. So, yeah, once you started talking that, the nostalgia hit me.
Yeah, because, look, that's why, I don't know, I'm just a basketball fan. You know way more than me, and you're on top of things. I don't know, I said, all I know is when he plays, he's productive. Now, I know you might try to change the way you want to play, but when I read that, that when he was on the floor last season, he grabbed 75.5% of all available defensive rebounds, and the Kings, like you were saying, was the NBA's best defensive rebounding team at 74.5. You're not always going to be hot every night, so you're going to miss shots.
Yep.
And so that's what I was saying. I don't think we have that individual right now.
No, you don't.
You have to do it maybe by committee, but the committee might not even be as good as what he produced.
I agree. Chris, one last question before I let you go. Man, the over and under for this game is 225.5. So we got some people here that say, hey, man, ask Chris, you like the over or the under in there?
Oh, I like the over. I like the over.
I agree with you. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Always insightful, and I appreciate your time, buddy.
All right, Chris.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, life's too short to bet the under.
Yeah. That was Chris Dotson from Clutch Points. Also tonight, just remind everybody, on WWL 8, the Big 870, 5:30 pregame, and then at 6 o'clock tip-off, it'll be the Indiana Pacers, Pelicans,